1071 Juice FM, Stratford's Greatest Hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. Always a pleasure to check in with Ann Swordfeger from Stratford Festival. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Jamie.
Are you staying dry on a day like today?
Oh, isn't it awful? It's migraine weather, I'm afraid.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll stay dry and think of some great theater, getting tickets for great shows with Stratford Festival. Previews are continuing with the musical Chicago, and Ann, I saw it last Monday. What a show!
Oh, isn't it magnificent? How did you feel actually sitting in a theater?
Oh, that was incredible because, yes, it's been, 2 years at least, well over 2 years. It was just amazing to be in the theater. This is, of course, at the main stage with the Stratford Festival, and everybody was just right into it from the word go. I mean, a standing ovation instantly as the show wrapped up. But my gosh, I don't want to give too much away, but of course, the singing, the dancing, spectacular with the musical is Chicago. The entrances and exits, you know, are amazing. But my gosh, and I have never seen a light show or a light display, whatever you want to call it, that intense or incredible on the main stage like that before. It's amazing.
I know. It's like the lighting is a character in itself. Thank you very much, Michael Walton. It is spectacular, isn't it?
You are not going to want to miss this show. I am telling you, it is just the singing and the dancing. Again, with Donna Fiore choreographing this show, she always does an amazing job.
She does, and she's off to Seattle to direct a new musical called Bruce, which is about the making of the movie Jaws. And then she's off to New York to direct Broadway Vacation, which is, you know, part of that National Lampoon Vacation. So aren't we lucky to have her talent here in Stratford?
Oh, for sure.
And to be able to see her work here without having to go all the way to Seattle, or, well, we might all like to go all the way to New York, but aren't we fortunate to have her here? And I tell you, that show, I had tears in my eyes practically from the beginning because of being back in the house and looking around at all of the people who were there. Everyone's masked. I felt safe. Did you feel safe?
Oh, absolutely. All safety protocols in place. Felt safe and enjoyed great theater. And Dan Shamroy, great to see him back.
Yeah, all these people that we have not seen for, you know, 2 years, making us laugh and introducing, of course, to Stratford, not to the world, Chelsea as Roxy. She's just fantastic. And, of course, Jennifer Ridershaw, who we have become accustomed to, her amazing talent. And Robert Marcus, Steve Ross. We have such a beautiful, amazing cast. The songs are memorable. I can't get them out of my head. We were shooting the show for our photographs and our video last week on Monday. And I just have the songs in my head.
Oh, absolutely.
I can't sing, so I won't offer up any, but they really roll around in your head. The beautiful dancing, the incredible light show, the costumes. How about the costumes?
Oh, my gosh, the costumes, second to none. Incredible. And the music, I forgot that all that jazz is from Chicago, and that number alone, you get your money's worth right there.
You do, and Razzle Dazzle 'em.
Yes. And Roxy, of course, too.
Roxy. And there are some nice surprises, wouldn't you say, with the special effects of, as you said, the entrances and the exits.
Yeah, and I don't want to give too much away, but as you mentioned, there's lots of little surprises, or can we even say Easter eggs, sort of through that show.
The sheer delight of being there.
Yeah, absolutely. The sheer delight of being there with Stratford Festival. So get your tickets for the musical Chicago. This is going to be a runaway hit. And there's going to be more, of course, hit shows. More previews coming up, Anne?
Yes. Previews for Chicago until June the 3rd. That's the opening. Hamlet is coming up soon to mid-May, and it opens on June 2nd. And, of course, something we've all been waiting for, the opening of the Tom Patterson Theater with Richard the 3rd. It is deep into rehearsals now. Previews for it start on May 10th, and I think I may have mentioned that we will have some special events on that day, so that will be exciting when we get to actually officially open the new Tom Patterson Theater.
So much to look forward to. StratfordFestival.ca is the website for all of the details. Get your tickets now. Ann Swordfeger with Stratford Festival. Thanks so much for this, Ann, and we'll chat again.
Great to talk to you, Jamie. Talk to you next week, I hope.